networking isn't about telling and selling. It isn't about walking into a room, having a conversation with someone, expecting them to hire you or promote you or refer you. It's about connecting with people and using that interaction as the basis to build the powerful and productive relationships that are the basis for success in business and in life. People can still network and need to network using the social networks that are available to us to continue building relationships. There's what I call relationship inertia. You don't have a connection with that person other than the context. When they reach out to you or when you reach out to them, you're kicking that pendulum up. When they agree, they're kicking it back. Your job is to keep that pendulum swinging back and forth, and the objective should be to have a live conversation with them.
Live from Ottawa is Michael Hughes, North America's networking guru, and he's all about networking. In fact, that's the name of his website, is networkingforresults.com. He helps professionals increase results by improving their ability to maximize relationships. That's what it's all about. And this started all with an idea. And how did this idea first get conceived by you?
Well, it's an interesting journey. At the peak of my corporate career, I was literally and figuratively fired into success. And when that happened, I did one of those, I'm mad as heck, I'm never taking this anymore. I've never put my future in someone else's hands, and decided to start my own little training practice. And you know, I got out there, and what I quickly found out was it was a great way to starve to death. And I remember sitting with one of my mentors lamenting my situation, and he looked at me and he said, Mike, you're a one-person company. You got to get out there and work your network. You got to get out and network more. I was a middle-aged professional, and I thought I knew what the word meant, but I respected this individual, so I decided to take his message seriously, and I started researching networking. I started reading everything I could get my hands on, and you know, 25 years ago, there wasn't all that much out there, but I also started to watch all the successful professionals. I watched what they did and I watched how they acted. And over a period of time, I started taking the principles I'd read about, the strategies I'd seen those successful people use, and apply them to my own practice. And what I found was that it started to work for me. And as I achieved more success, people came up to me and said, geez, Mike, how are you doing that? You got a book I can get. You got a course I can take. Would you work with me? And so it became very clear to me that this was an area of focus that many professionals really didn't understand, appreciate, or utilize effectively. What I've done over the last 25 years is I've been relentlessly focused, some would say obsessively focused, on helping professionals increase their sales or accelerate their career by utilizing networking more effectively. And my basic premise is that networking in and of itself has got a bad rap. And that's in many cases because a number of professionals have either abused how to use it or don't understand how to use it effectively. And people think networking is about telling and selling. It's about trying to confirm a client or to generate a referral or get somebody to buy from you after a 30-second to 3-minute conversation. Nobody buys anything of value in a 30-second to 3-minute conversation. So the paradigm shift I help professionals make, whether it's in their corporation, whether it's in their business, or whether it's part of their mandate, is to think in terms of connecting with people, because we buy people first, ideas next, and things last in that order, always. And the more people think in terms of those interactions they have as part of a process, what I call the social process, and use it to connect with the other person and give the other person a reason to want to meet with them again, then the relationship building can start, which is where all of the power and the payoffs are with respect to achieving more success. Social beings. We need to connect with other people. And there are vehicles out there now that will allow us to interact with others and continue to build relationships. Businesses aren't closed. People still need products or services. The challenge for us is how do we continue to interact in spite of the constraints that we have now? And the vehicle that's out there that I'm telling people to really get on is the social networks we have, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, which is my preferred vehicle. It's to continue to interact with people and reach out to people and start conversations with them. When you're sitting at home in front of your monitor using your keyboard, it's almost like it's one-way communication, and people tend to be structured, be cold, be curt. Electronic communication has a bias for brevity. And it's important to understand that when you're having a conversation, you want to make sure that you project to the person your personality, your intention, your sincerity. Those opportunities are still there. Somebody told me a long, long time ago, he said, don't tell me about it until you know it's important to me. And too often, either in conversations, but even today online, we take for granted that people want stuff from us. The issue is, if you just send it to me, you really have no way of interacting with me. It's more powerful, it's more helpful, and it's more productive to first ask the person if that would have value for them. In doing that, you're demonstrating to them that you're willing to be of service to them in some way. When they respond to you and say, yes, they'd like it, two things happen. First of all, they're telling you that they would value the information you have. Second of all, you activate the principle of reciprocation because they've got something from you they feel has value, and they, to a certain extent, feel indebted to you and feel more secure about you. So that's the whole premise of that particular little tactic, if you will. And that's not done to manipulate anyone, not done to take advantage of anyone. It's done with the sincere interest of helping build a relationship. Because relationships are about three things. They're about trust, value, and contribution. Think about the two or three most important relationships in your life. Isn't it true they have an incredible basis of trust? I mean, all deep, meaningful relationships are based on that. The second thing is that they're also based on value. There's the value that you have and the value that other people have and need. So it's when you align the value premise, your value premise, with what someone needs, then what happens is they respect and appreciate it more. And then there's contribution. And anytime you contribute to someone's life, what happens is they see you differently. It impacts trust and it demonstrates value. So those simple little acts that we do it in our everyday life with the people that we know, the people that we trust, the people we respect. And my message to professionals everywhere is think in terms of doing that on an ongoing basis, because everyone you meet was sent to you by the universe to have an impact on your life. The problem is you don't have enough information about them and their value to see how you can help one another. Let me just take a second and set this up, because I think it would be helpful for people to understand the dynamics of a social network, because for too many professionals, it's a foreign entity. And my message to everyone is a social network is a social network. Online networks like LinkedIn, which is my preferred social network, the fundamental principles of interacting on LinkedIn are exactly the same as face-to-face. And I tell people, if you're ever not sure what to do online, just go back and think, what would I do in a face-to-face or real-life situation? And that starts off with what you look like. And the basic premise for that, Lynn, as you well know, is that it starts off with a person's profile. Your profile is your online avatar. People call it an online business card, but it's much more than that. It's how people perceive you. It needs to project your professionalism. It expresses your personality and your professionalism. When people look at wanting to interact more online, it's about, first of all, dressing for the part, which is making sure your profile projects the right persona, and then starting to interact on the platform. If you walked into a networking event at the Chamber of Commerce or your industry association, and you just walked up to people and you exchanged business cards and never had a conversation, would you expect to meet people? Would you expect to get business? Would you expect to get a promotion or get referred? Well, of course not. But online, too many people just take a request to connect that comes in, check the person's profile, agree to connect, and then never do anything. It's all about interacting, starting a conversation, getting the relationship pendulum going. People don't ask you to connect by accident. There's a reason why they do. You owe it to yourself to find out why. So first thing is have your profile set up and working for you. Second thing is get involved. Every time you go on there, every day, every second day, scroll the newsfeed. Like other people's comments, share them, comment on them. What that then does is has other people see you as active and building relationships. And when you connect with someone or see someone that you think you might see some value in, invite them to connect. And once they agree, have a conversation with them. Don't talk business. Be sincere. Take the context that you have and build on it to have the relationship go forward. The reason why it should be organized around three basic principles. Your profile is not a resume. It shouldn't be a career history. It's a marketing resource. It should project the value that you deliver and the target market that you want to deliver it to. It should do that consistently throughout the entire profile. And the basic premise here, Lynn, is that the messaging has got to be able to be delivered in 3 to 5 seconds, because that's the average amount of time people will spend on your profile when they get there. Lynn, I think the analogy of inviting them into your home is quite appropriate in today's economic environment, because so many of us are working from home. And if people walk up to your house and see it's dilapidated, doesn't make sense, there are pieces missing and all that, they're just not going to want to knock on the door.
That's actually a good point, too. And you're right. I've been amazed. I've been so touched by how many people who are normally all dudeed up in whatever their profession is, you know, actors or musicians, how we're being welcomed into their homes. They're showing us where they live. And this is changing relationships and impressions of each other in magnificent and really poignant ways. So you're right. The analogy is there.
One of the basic premises around today's environment is that people are more receptive and more responsive to interacting online because it's one of the only vehicles we have. Now, having said that, that's where many professionals make their first mistake. They presume that when someone agrees to connect with them, it equates to a relationship. It's not. It's about utilizing that first interaction, that agreement to connect, as the ignition point to build the relationship. It's starting a conversation. And remember, we buy people first, ideas next, and things last in that order. The essential piece here is for professionals to understand when someone agrees to connect with you online, they want to engage in a conversation. And you want to make sure that the other person sees you as sincere, has empathy, cares, and wants to get to know them as a person, not just to do business with them and seeing them as a commodity. It's all about building a relationship. I call it the relationship pendulum. You see, online, there's what I call relationship inertia. You don't have a connection with that person other than the context. When they reach out to you or when you reach out to them, you're kicking that pendulum up. When they agree, they're kicking it back. Your job is to keep that pendulum swinging back and forth, and the objective should be to have a live conversation with them. That's when the real relationship building can start. That's when the real selling can start or the real business piece can come in. So it's all about embracing the process, which is the same online as it is in real life, and then utilizing all of the skill and expertise and experience that we have in those real life interactions and transferring them, translating them onto the online network. We're extremely constrained now as both professionals and as people. And the social process of connecting with other individuals that we took for granted for so many years has now been turned completely upside down. And too many people are isolating themselves in a whole bunch of different areas when I feel that that's not necessarily the way to go. I recommend to people that what they do is they interact online more. Even though it's not a face-to-face conversation, you can interact with others. We are social beings by nature. We need to be with other people. So I keep recommending to people that what they need to do is embrace these online networks, utilize them the same way they would the face-to-face networking that we would do on an ongoing basis, and build their skills at that. This is a skill-based activity, and interacting online is a skill that needs to be built and developed over time. So my message to people is get online, utilize the social networks, build relationships. That's what they're there for.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. It's been a pleasure to speak with you today, and we'll be in touch again soon.
Thank you, Lynn.